Well, I can say good evening to everybody. This is Sheila Young, and welcome to our 70 years and just getting started awards and scholarship banquet tonight. We will get started in just a minute. So thank you for being here.
My name is Bob Seminaire. I'm the CEO of Vispero, and Vispero is home to brands like Freedom Scientific, Jaws, and products. So thank you for the round of applause on Jaws. But I just have a couple words. Hold your applause, only a couple words. Our two primary missions at Vispero: to provide assistive software and hardware tech that empowers our customers, which would be you, at work, at school, and at home. And the second is a grand vision to change the digital world to make it more accessible. So let me just talk to you a little bit about those things. So you'll recognize our assistive technology brands, Freedom, Jaws, hardware, we have Enhanced Vision, Optilec. And for digital accessibility, our brand is TPGI. And that business is doing its best to make the digital world more accessible. We just won contract with Stripe to make their digital handheld payment terminals accessible. We just won a contract with the CIA for their employees, so that they have accessible content, and the list goes on in the Fortune 500, Google. We're in a big project with Amazon in Europe right now to make their websites accessible. So it's a hard job trying to change the world, as you all know. But we're up for the task. And from what I've seen about this team here, Dan, this team is up for the task as well. So, especially with those 70s outfits everybody people were wearing? Yeah, they're pretty sharp, pretty sharp. I like the peace sign. So we have some news. I just want to give you a little bit of news about Jaws Zoom Text. We have a new release coming out we're excited about. And it's coming out next week. And it'll have a completely new feature called Message Center, which will allow us to post messages directly to our products. So messages may include things like training tips and tricks, FS Cash podcast announcements. By the way, check out the latest one. We have Scotty Smiley on there, who's a blind vet. Wonderful job by Glenn Gordon on that. And for those of you who use Zoom Text, we're completely rewriting the engine there so that it's updated and will make it Zoom Text more responsive and use less system resources. So I'm looking forward to that. It's coming out soon. You guys are getting a kind of a preview of what's happening here. All right. Thank you. All right, so folks, for any of you who are going to the ACB convention next month, time flies when you're having fun. Right. A shock of terror went through the folks planning that event just then. Ryan Jones is our VP. You may know Ryan. Some of you may have met Ryan. He's my vice president of software products. He's going to be there. Don't miss on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, he's going to present the latest updates on Jaws, Zoom Text, and Fusion. So put that on your calendar. And by the way, during that week, we're going to be offering a 20% discount on all the products, whether you're there or not. So continue to offer that. And finally, if you have any, I know Ryan isn't here, but if you want, I'll give you his email address. Ryan R. Jones at Vispero.com. But all kidding aside, if you have any questions or comments, we love the feedback. And we consider feedback a gift. And we certainly are in abundance of gifts, I will tell you. Thank you, Dan, for laughing. I owe you $10. One last thing. There's a new update for Chrome. Ryan just texted me. He's on vacation in North Carolina with his wife. There was a Chrome update yesterday that apparently caused some problems with Jaws if you're using Chrome. We're working on getting that fixed. Before anybody tackles me on the way out of the door, I just wanted to get that out there. But I promise I keep it short. I want to thank you for your time, Dan, as always. My only disappointment is Dan is not interviewing me today. Dan is probably the best interviewer. Not probably, definitely the best interviewer. I mean, I think last year when he interviewed me, if he asked me for my social security number, I would have given it to him. But somehow he found out I had six dogs, and the rest is history. But Dan, thank you. Leslie, it was a pleasure meeting you this evening.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Bob. First of all, I got to let you all know, Bob lives in Lakeland, Florida. He's one of us. He's a Floridian. So we got to get him to join the Florida Council tomorrow. And Bob, this is unique. Here is your own necklace disco ball. So when you go on vacation, wear that this week and honor the 70th anniversary of the Florida Council of the Blind. Thank you, sir. Thanks for being here. Thank you. And now I'm going to introduce Leslie to introduce our other two silver sponsors for this evening.
Thank you, Bob. Let's give Bob another round of applause. And a hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. Thank you, Bob and Miss Farrell. We really, really appreciate you guys. First time sponsors. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all our sponsors. I hope I'm eating the mic enough, Katie, for your ever at the Zoom people. I miss you, Sheila. So that's just my personal note.
You're good, Leslie.
But our other silver sponsor tonight, Disability Rights Florida, Paula Roberts. And I don't believe she's here tonight, so give them a big round of applause. They really help out. They should be in the exhibit hall tomorrow, we believe. So if they're there, go by and see them and thank them, please. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Our other sponsor, silver sponsor tonight, and she is here. So Halifax chapter, a silver sponsor, Cassandra Jesse.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have any jaws or a spare of things to give you. I have nothing free, but me and Halifax Council of the Blind, I want to say that we, and I speak for everybody, including some of my officers that are here, we are a part of a family that we love, and I've always been told that charity starts at home and then spreads. And we felt like we need to start here first before we go anywhere else. So anybody wanna match us next year, come on up. Thank you.
Thank you, Cassandra and Halifax and everybody else that's been sponsoring. Okay, I'm dancing with Cassandra. I'm going to turn it back over to Nancy. You guys are done with me. Yay.
Here, Nancy. Thank you. Our next order of business is for, we've asked Wanda Stokely to say our blessing. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Wanda and have her say our blessing for us. And then Gabriel has a couple of things to say and then we'll eat.
Would you please join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet for this event, Lord. We thank you for everyone who is here. And we thank you for everyone who's doing virtual, oh Lord. We pray that the individuals who are getting scholarships will be encouraged and led to obtain their goals and then be an active member of the FCB family. We thank you for all of the others who are getting awards, for their dedication and their kindness and their deliverance and being an advocate for those who are visually impaired and blind. Lord, we ask you also to give Sheila comfort, encouragement, and determination, which I know she has, to overcome this obstacle. And we pray as well for the medical staff for taking care of her. Now, Lord Jesus, keep us safe and keep us well. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen.
Okay, I'm going to hand this over to Gabriel, and he's going to just kind of give you a rundown of our evening. Hold on.
Welcome again, everyone. Good evening. As Nancy said, this is the 2023 70th anniversary FCB Awards and scholarships banquet. So just before we let you enjoy your dinner, I wanted to let everyone know what to expect. As soon as we're finishing up with dinner, we're gonna start the formal part of the evening. So first we're gonna go with state awards. So Nancy and her team are going to be giving out state awards. Then we're gonna jump into scholarships, our scholarship recipients. Immediately after that, I don't know how Sheila wants to handle President's Awards. And then after President's Awards, after Sheila would be Chapter Awards. Okay, so enjoy your dinner in the meantime, and feel free to reach out to any one of us. Mikey, I know, is around, and Nancy and myself are up here at the podium. If you need anything,
come on, honey.
Please let us know. Enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Cassandra. I've been running around 100 miles an hour. Someone asked me this year, hello, if I would go around the room, and we're going to find out who's here so that the people on Zoom will know who's in the room. So as I come by, say your name and all that good stuff. So I'm going to start at the front of the room because my life starts at the front and works their way back. So we got the head table up here. So we're going to pass the mic before so they can go ahead and eat. So if you reach your hand.
Randy Reed, Sarasota, Florida.
Mary Tyson, Daytona Beach.
Melanie Harper from Kentucky. Nancy Folsom from Tallahassee.
Just my name. Okay. Gabriel Lopez Cafati from Miami Lakes, Florida.
Anthony Corona, Miami Lakes, Florida.
It's Debbie and Randy next to me.
All right, we're going to start over here to my left. We're going to go around the table. Say your name and where you're from.
Don Sanders, Clearwater, Florida.
Deborah Kendrick, St. Petersburg / Cincinnati.
Joanne Zucker, Pinellas County, Palm Harbor.
Sharon Youngs, Palm Harbor.
Mary Harrelson, Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Eugene Batsky, Vice President, Pinellas Council.
One more. Okay, it's Jim Warman. I'm President of the Pinellas Council of the Blind. Thank you.
Oh, hi, everybody. Debbie Grubb. Nice to be here and see everybody. Be sure to come to our program in the morning. It's the opening ceremony program, Keys to Advocacy in ACB in the 21st Century. Got lots of wonderful people on the panel.
All right. All right. Next table to my right.
Elizabeth Bowden, Tallahassee Council of the Blind, Denver. Rival League of Florida.
Frank Bowden, Tallahassee, Florida.
Keith Cooley from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Judy Hamilton, Gainesville, Florida.
Janice Rebel, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Doug Ingram, Tallahassee, Florida. Can you hear me now?
Susana Marota Rivera, Miami Beach, Florida.
This is Bill Rivera, Miami Beach, Florida.
Nancy O'Coin, Miami, Florida.
Cynthia O'Coin, Miami, Florida. Gabe and Anthony are the best.
Justin O'Coin, Miami, Florida. I concur.
All right.
Sophia Weisman from Hialeah, Florida.
You guys, that's Mikey's mom!
And I'm Paul Edwards from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, you guys, I got a surprise for you. Let's see if you know who this is. Shh. Everybody got to be quiet so you can hear.
You know, that's not fair. Are we taking bets on who can guess whose voice this is? If anybody says Gilbert Godfrey, you're thrown out of the banquet. My name is Mikey Wiseman from Miami, Florida.
Alicia Edson, Winter Springs.
So Alicia, why are you here today?
I'm here because I really want to get to know ACB better.
All right.
Marsha Bukala, Orlando, Florida. Pam Sogi, Orlando, Florida.
Jim Brooks, Orlando, Florida.
Jeffrey Grabowski, Orlando, Florida.
Tom Babcock, First Vice President of GOCB, Greater Orlando Council of Blight, Orlando, Florida. Thank you.
My name is Robert Ferran, Metro Chapter 28, Miami, Florida.
You guys, this man can sing. If you weren't in karaoke, you missed it.
Lorraine Clement, President of Miami Metro Chapter 28.
John Richards, Comm Chapter, and from Cordial, Georgia. Sheila, I'm eating your dinner.
Dan Newt, Orlando.
My name's Janine from Florida.
Julian Clement, Miami, Florida.
I'm Valerie Nunez Caicedo. I am from Pinellas County, Florida, and I am a second-time scholarship winner.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I am Jeffrey Caicedo, and I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Who's in Pinellas County? He's my husband.
Right. That's not bad.
Kehlani Flores, I'm from Gulf Breeze, Florida, and I'm a scholarship recipient.
Yeah!
And I'm Mindy Flores, and I'm her mother.
You guys, give it up for mom, because our moms are our support system. I'm telling you, when you got moms and husbands, you give them up, because I'm telling you, they get big, because they're probably up helping us do stuff, supporting us, and all that.
Doug Hall, Halifax Council, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Wanda Stokely, Tallahassee Council of the Blind.
All right. Clark Brockfall, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs for the American Council of the Blind. Happy to be here with you all in Florida and give a couple chats tomorrow morning with Debbie Grubb to kick off the general session as well as the banquet tomorrow evening. But the real highlight's going to be hanging out with my godmother on Sunday morning before heading home.
Dan Spoon from Orlando, Florida.
Leslie Spoon, Orlando, Florida.
Patty Fulda, Jacksonville, Florida.
Sally Benjamin from Tallahassee, Florida.
Carl McCoy, the old man of the blind council. And I don't remember where from.
Ryan Cordell from right here in Orlando.
Patty Cordell, right here with Ryan Cordell.
The people that are sitting to my right, Ryan is our gentleman that's working the camera for this conference. So we need to certainly give him a big round of applause. And sitting to my right is his mom, Patty, who's also Sheila's sister. And Sheila and Patty spent a couple of hours together today, and Patty says Sheila's doing pretty good. I am Katie Lear. I am from Daytona Beach, Florida, and I am your convention committee chair. Take a mark.
I'm Mark Lear. I'm the FCB treasurer. So I'm from Daytona Beach area.
My name is Cassandra. I am your second vice president and the president of Halifax Council of the Blind. And thank you, everyone. Now everybody on Zoom knows who we are. You guys give the wait staff an awesome clap because they are doing a darn good job.
This is Jason Goldfield, West Palm.
Okay. Good evening. Nigel Reichard, Boca Raton, immediate past president of the Braille Revival League of Florida. And here is my lady friend, Kimberly. Kimberly, take it away.
Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly from Boca Raton. Thank you.
Irene Hewitt, Daytona Beach.
Lord Nitro, Plantation, Florida.
Patricia Lepofsky, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Paul Lewis from Fort Myers, Florida. The lone representative from Southwest.
All right, you guys, have a good dinner. I'm going to go eat mine.
We're going to go ahead and get started with our state awards. And then after that, Gabriel, as he said, is going to do the scholarships. And then I'll have Mikey come up and do the President's Awards. And then we'll move on to chapter awards. And if you would, please be thinking of what you're going to say if you're giving out a chapter award. Excuse me, make it brief. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Julian. He's going to present an award, and then Mary Tyson, who's also on my committee, will be following him, and then I will be next, and then we'll go back to Julian, and then Mary, and then we'll be at Gabriel's turn. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's
Julian. Good evening, everybody. So, we're going to go ahead and get started.
All right.
I was going to do a poem, change my mind. I was going to do a little lullaby, I changed my mind. I was going to crack a joke, I changed my mind, you know. Maybe I'll do one. Why is it easy to crack jokes on blind people? They never see the punchline coming. It gives me great pleasure to give out the first award to someone that has very distinguished character, has the continuity of a leadership, and have done many things to advocate for visually impaired and blind people. There's actually 50 people on this list, guys. It's gonna take me like literally all night to give all the nominees. Relax, I'm just kidding. Without great pleasure, it is my pleasure to announce the R.P. Henry Johnson Award goes to Anthony Corona.
I'm just gonna say thank you, thank you, thank you, and take the spirit of today's legislative panel and let's all do some good work next year. Thank you.
I'm Mary Tyson, a member of the awards committee. This award is the Dolly Gamble Award, and I know that the recipient is not here today. Hopefully she is with us over Zoom. I'm not certain, but I was told that she would be, so I'm hoping that. But I wanted to say that she is from the Jacksonville chapter and that she has worked in her community. She worked at a lighthouse type facility, and that she has worked with the blind and visually impaired for many years, and that she has developed a program in Jacksonville, and it's called the Women in Vision Program. And in cooperation with the Coomer Museum in Jacksonville, they've allowed women who have lost their sight to develop their writing skills and their artistic skills, et cetera, and have given these people a whole new lease on life and a new literal view for them to how to deal with their newly blind situation. So I would like to congratulate Sister Elizabeth Theory from Jacksonville for all of her work with her community and the blind and visually impaired. And thanks especially for taking a very non-traditional path to address needs that are sometimes not met as we transition and learn how to walk in this world as blind people. So we thank Sister Elizabeth for that.
Good evening, everyone. And I know Sister Elizabeth is trying her best to unmute. And again, on behalf of not just the Florida Council of the Blind, but also the Jacksonville Council of the Blind, I want to thank Sister Elizabeth for all her hard work. She started off being a vocational rehab instructor, and she saw a need in our community, and that's how Women of Vision was birthed. So again, I am a recipient of that work, and I do appreciate all her work. We just celebrated 25 years of Women of Vision with Sister Elizabeth as the founder, and she also just celebrated her 90th birthday. So again, we want to honor her and the work that she's done in the blindness community. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth, and I do hope that you can unmute.
I am presenting the Bill Farrell the recipient of this award, just like Bill Farrell, is always going above and beyond to better the lives of everyone. She is kind of others. She is first to arrive at her chapter's meeting to open the doors. She makes sure that all attendants have something to eat and drink. And then she waits around after the meeting, making sure that everyone has a way home. If necessary, she will provide that transportation. She is truly deserving of the Just Bill Award, and her name is Debbie Keeley. She's from Tallahassee.
Okay, so this next award goes to the, Cook President's Award. This individual, well, many chapters made a lot of changes and differences during the pandemic. This individual showed great leadership, definitely made a change within his chapter, found location for them to have their monthly meetings. Ladies and gentlemen, the nominees for the Cook President Awards are, we have a listing here, George Benson. Also, we have Mary Robinson.
Quickly, yes, George Robinson is our immediate past president for Miami Beach Council of the Blind. And we submitted that nomination because George got us through the pandemic, and with his sweet character and his thoughtfulness, he made sure that we stuck together as a family during the pandemic and handled the baton very beautifully over to Anthony, who's our new president. So George, if you're listening, thanks for everything. We love you.
Am I supposed to sing? Or I'm a little confused.
Give it your best shot.
You guys really don't want me to sing, trust me. Okay, the next award is the William Alfred W.A. Oots Award. And since this is the first year that I've served on the committee, I had to read up on things more than I had in the past. And had to learn about who received these awards in the past and who they were named after. So the great people in FCB who they were named after. So I had also had to learn some of the criteria for choosing the award winners. And in doing so, I learned a bit about W.A. Oots and his dedication to FCB. He had numerous responsibilities in the organization, including the publishing of the White Cane Bulletin, and he worked tirelessly and quietly, often behind the scenes. So with that in mind, I can think of no one who is more dedicated to FCB or more deserving of this award than this year's recipient. The criteria also states that the recipient should be someone whom you would wish to emulate. And I can think of absolutely no one I would wish to emulate more than this year's recipient, Katie Lear.
Whoa! From the wrong side of the table. Yes, you are. It's okay. Here's the microphone.
Well, I'm so used to being on Zoom. Okay, Sheila Young, you may unmute. Mary Tyson. You may mute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, listen, you guys. I am so overwhelmed. I'm about speechless, but words are coming out. So, but I love working for FCB.
Thanks. Don't talk to open.
We love you, Katie.
Say that when I... When Sally retired, I was very nervous because those were hard shoes to fill. But Jim Crotz said, I'm going to hire her. He doesn't know anything about me, but he hired me anyway. Thank the dear Lord in heaven. I had a wonderful committee that year, executive committee, that taught me what I was doing. And then Sheila and her group came in, and we're still plugging along. So guys, call me. I love it.
Congratulations, Tony.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. We need to give a hand to all of these state award recipients. Big hand. They are awesome. And of course, we still have a few more things to do. Next on our agenda is I'm going to pass the microphone over to Gabriel Gafati, and he is going to tell us who our scholarship winners are. Still down there.
Yeah. Okay, hello everyone. Good evening. We're gonna start off with our newest scholarship. We have three scholarship recipients this year. Debbie, you want to come with me? I think it's better if we go on the other side.
Okay.
Okay, so there's an entire contingent that requested to be part of giving this award. So I have with me Debbie Grubb, who's going to say a few words. And if you could make it up, I don't know, I've been looking for Doug Hall. Okay, if you can make it up front. So this is the first year in which the Florida Council of the Blind is awarding the Nancy Burgess Hall Advocacy Award in memory of someone whose name just spelled advocacy. And Doug, with his generosity, wanted to immortalize Nancy more than what she already is through all the work she did as an advocate, not only for the community of people who are blind and visually impaired, but disabilities in general. And it is my distinct privilege to pass on the microphone to Debbie and Doug for them to announce this, the first recipient of the Nancy Burgess Hall Advocacy Scholarship, my very own student and friend, and someone who I admire and makes me want to get out of bed and go to work every day. And you'll hear from him in a while. First, I'm going to hand it over to Debbie and Doug for them to introduce this awesome advocate.
It is such an honor for me to say a couple of words about someone who has become very special to me, a very good friend whom I love already. I cannot imagine a better first recipient for the Nancy Burgess Hall Advocacy Award. Justin told me just the last time that we spoke that he is never going to stop advocating. And every day that he advocates, he will remember Nancy. Justin is a tireless advocate. And what I will tell you is he expects a lot from people who should be doing the right thing. But he expects more from himself. He is truly an amazing person. And I can tell you, the world is already a better place because he's in it. And he's only going to do more wonderful things. And it is my distinct pleasure to turn the microphone over to our dear friend and Nancy's husband, Doug Hall.
Thank you very much. I'm really pleased. I'm honored to have this scholarship done. I thank FCB for doing this. It's very important, and Nancy would say it's very important to honor people who are willing to advocate. So much of us do that. So I was pleased to do this in memory of Nancy. And I am especially pleased that Justin is going to be our first recipient because, first of all, he's young, which we're always looking for, but he's very involved. As a young person, he is very involved as an advocate, and that's what we're looking for. So I am really pleased to start this off. The Nancy Burgess Hall Advocacy Scholarship, I plan on it being an annual scholarship that we'll be giving to people who are deserving. And I'm pleased that Justin is our first one.
So Justin, come on up. And we have a plaque for you and a microphone in case you want to say a few words and show us your advocacy skills. You want me to go over there?
He is right here and mom is here.
Here's the plaque.
Here's your plaque, Justin. You want me to hold the mic for you?
Yes.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you guys so much. And I am very honored to be the first recipient of the Nancy Burgess Hall Scholarship. I will continue to honor Nancy's memory in every way possible. Thank you guys so much.
Folks, I'm going to hand the microphone over. You know, behind every great man, there's a greater woman. Mom, that doesn't apply to you, okay? But we do have Justin's mom here, and I'm going to ask her to share a few words, if that's okay. And here you go. And this is Cindy.
Yes, thank you, Gabe. I'm very shy. This makes me nervous. But I'm very proud of my son, and I believe that Gabe and Anthony have helped him grow so much, and they have empowered him to be the man that he's becoming, and they've gotten him stronger, and I can't thank these two enough. But all of you guys, everybody from all the chapters that have helped him come along, but thank God Justin's a strong kid that's actually a young man. Yes. He's gonna become a lawyer and advocate very strongly for you guys for the rest of his life.
Thank you. I hope they won't need me.
He hopes that you won't need him.
We all need a good lawyer, my friend. Trust me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just to give you a little bit of overview, Justin is what we call a good troublemaker. Him and Anthony, imagine what a couple of troublemakers partnered together and exposed the whole mess that is the Miami-Dade paratransit system on the media. I know, right? So thank you, Justin. Very well deserved. I know we will hear great things about you. And yes, Justin is going to be a lawyer, and he's, I'm sure, going to represent many of us. So now we have two more scholarships to give out, equally deserving. We have actually a returning recipient this year. Boy, I thought I was a nerd and a geek. I thought that I was someone who never wanted to stop studying. But this next lady, I think takes the first place in that sense. I'm referring to our recipient of this year's prestigious Gale M. Cross Edwards Scholarship, Valerie Nunez Caicedo. And Valerie actually was a recipient years ago of another one of our scholarships. And as you can see, she doesn't get tired of studying and making progress and making this place a better world. This time she's doing it through music. Therapy, and I'll let her tell you a little bit when she comes up here to receive her plaque and her award. Valerie, congratulations on being 2023 Gale M. Cross Edwards recipient.
Hi, I'm glad to be back again. So in 2018, I believe, I won the Teresa Blessing Scholarship, and Gabriel said, I am a nerd. I wanted to keep learning. So I am getting my master's in music and music education from the University of Florida. And I just want to keep advocating through music. I love it. I presently teach at an elementary school with a small population of deaf, hard of hearing, and blind students. And I want to keep teaching there for as long as the wind keeps me there. So if the wind blows me to further advocacy, awesome. But for now, I'm gonna keep teaching music to my school that lets me. Thank you.
Yes.
It's great talent this year. We have our third scholarship recipient of the evening. You know, this is a very special scholarship because you don't get, it's sometimes hard to find a transitioning student who's going from high school and who already has everything well lined up together, a college acceptance letter from a higher ed institution, amazing grades, extracurricular activities, just a beautiful resume for someone so young. And you're here from her in a minute, because you won't believe that she is so young just by listening to her demeanor and the way in which she portrays herself. So this year's 2023 recipient of our Timothy Turpin Scholarship for high school student transitioning into college goes to Kaylani Flores. And I'm sorry, I neglected to mention, as you heard in the introductions, Valerie is here with Jeffrey, her husband. And well, you heard Justin with his mom, Miss Cindy, and also his grandma in the introductions. And Kaylani is here with Kaylani is here with her mom, Miss Mindy Flores, and they drove many, many hours just to become part of the FCB family tonight.
Hi. I just want to say thank you so much for this and this opportunity. I'm very appreciative, and I want to thank you all for everything that you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylani. And thank you to Ms. Mindy Flores. So without further ado, we're going to hand it over, I think, to Zoom for Sheila's President's Awards. I just want to say that point of privilege really quickly. I'm just going to say, for those of you who don't know, I got my path started here at FCB just like this, being a recipient of a Teresa Blessing Scholarship in 2013. And I just foresee our three recipients, Justin, Valerie, and Kaylani, becoming an integral and full part of FCB. So hopefully tomorrow you'll join us in some of our activities. Definitely come to Electric Youth, because that's a place for, you know, students. By the way, it's also, the three of you will also be enrolled for your first annual membership with ACB students. And I'll give you all that information via email, and FCB is going to pay for your first year membership with ACB students. Please get in contact with them, follow them. They are a great resource, and they're going to be become great friends of yours as well. So thank you for this time. Thank you for supporting our scholarships. And I'll hand it over to Nancy to continue with President's Awards. Congratulations to you all.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sheila, and I am so sad I'm not there.
You're here in spirit.
Yep. This is one of the hardest decisions every year. I have said that, and it is the honest to God truth. Just trying to, because everybody in this organization contributes something, and each one of you is valuable in your own way. But so I chose three people. I was able to have the plaques at the hotel.
Sheila?
Yes.
I don't have your awards here. Are they up in the room?
Yes, they're in my suitcase.
Okay, so I won't be giving awards, but Sheila will be talking about them.
I can run to a room. Can somebody
run upstairs to the room, and they're in my suitcase. All right. So I am giving three President's Awards this year. The first one, all of you know that this individual took over the committee that they have been chair of and did a phenomenal job working on scheduling all of our legislative imperative sessions and speaking with all of our individuals that he could get in touch with. So needless to say, you all know who it is. I want to present the first President's Award to Anthony Corona. So Anthony, would you like to say something?
Oh, yeah, come on, you know it's me.
Uh-huh. I know.
You like me, you really, really like me. No, all kidding aside.
I never said I didn't.
It was most definitely a challenging legislative season, and I want to congratulate Florida itself for the participation that we had. We saw minus one senator and one House representative. We managed to see everyone. And that's due to a lot of hard work and a lot of one of our core values, flexibility. And so taking the torch from such an amazing person and leading in footsteps like Carl's, I just thank you. And please, you know, the participation level has been hard through the pandemic, and we're back. So we need to all be back. Everybody, remember tonight and advocate all year long. Thank you so, 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 so much.
Congratulations, Anthony. All right, the second award that I'm going to present is, have any of you been to the exhibit hall so far? Clap your hands if you have. And I can't hear hands clapping, but I'm assuming some of you have been to the exhibit hall. And this woman has been doing our exhibit hall for several years, and she does a bang-up job. So the next President's Award goes to Wanda Stokely.
Well, this was definitely a surprise.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it was a surprise.
And I hope you enjoy the results of what I do.
And I think everybody does.
Glad to listen to.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Wanda, for all of your hard work. And then the third President's Award tonight is going to an amazing woman, hardworking, one of the hardest working women I know. And if it wasn't for this woman, our auctions, our sponsors would not exist. I want to give my last award to Leslie Spoon.
Sheila,
yes,
I wish you were here. Oh, I am so honored. My friend, my mentor, I love you and I miss you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This means a lot to me. I love FCB. I love ACB. I love auctions. I hope everybody bids Saturday night. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Sheila.
Love you too, dear. All right, Nancy, it's all yours.
I have plaques.
Would you give them out, please? So just give the plaques out and we're done. So thank you, Patty, for getting them.
The last thing on our agenda, we would like to recognize those who have been given chapter awards. So I'm going to call the first three chapters up to come and receive their awards and tell who they're for. Let's make it quick and not, you don't have to tell a biography about the person, but we would like to honor them. Maybe about, 45 seconds to a minute. Just tell us a little bit about why you gave the award. So the first one on the list is Miami Beach, and then followed by Tallahassee and Palm Beach. So if you all want to make your way to the front.
Well, you've heard a lot about this award winner tonight already, but I want to tell you, when we worked on the transit in Miami, Gabriel came home one day and he told me that this student I was getting to know as well, Justin, wanted to take paratransit every day to school because he wanted to be independent. And he had quite a few trials and tribulations. Read the Miami Herald's article. It is well worth the read.
So
he never gave up. And this part right here means more to me than either one of those other awards. Justin, congratulations. And thank you so much for being a member of the Miami Beach Chapter of the Blind.
I will get that over to Justin. Justin, you're really rocking them up tonight, big dog. Here you go, my friend. By the way, it turns out Justin and I are neighbors.
Okay, the next one on the list is Tallahassee, followed by Palm Beach and Pinellas. So just to get you ready. Tallahassee? Here you go, sweetie.
I hope I can do this without getting too emotional, but we have a person in our chapter who has just been wonderful, and she came from another city and moved to Tallahassee. And I can tell you that we have gotten many new members because of her being an advocate and just really reaching out. And she does things like once a month we go out to lunch. And so she tells the new people, she invites some of her clients at the Lighthouse, and she tells them to come find, like, go to the president and find out who that is, find out who's the president of the chapter, and different little things. And I just love Janet Atchison so much, and I appreciate so much the hard work that she puts in for our chapter and the way that she's just stuck with it. And sometimes you don't see her a lot, but she's always inviting people.
Let's give a round of applause to Janet Atchison. Okay, the next one on the list. The next one on the list, Sally, speechless. That's just really unusual. It's Palm Beach, followed by Pinellas, and then Jacksonville. So make your way up to the front. No, Palm Beach?
Hello, this is Rick Triano from the Palm Beach County chapter. I miss everybody this year. But we had unforeseen circumstances that I couldn't get away from. Real quick, I want to mention our chapter award winner, Matt, who is our treasurer. Matt took over when our former treasurer could not do it anymore. So he took over, and he actually started out real quick. He started out bringing a woman who was in a wheelchair, and he slowly became involved with the chapter and then took over as treasurer. Mac cannot be there every month because he works. So he things in to our chapter, has not missed a month. He also runs a business. He could not make it this evening because he's hosting a dinner at his house, but we could not survive really without Matt. So Matt, this award is yours, and I'm very happy to give it to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there someone here who'd like to take the award home to him?
Jason could actually take it if he would.
Accept the award for him? That's great. Yes, I did. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, next is Pinellas, and then Jacksonville, and then Greater Orlando.
Our chapter award winner is Kathleen Wright. And Kathleen is one of our sighted members who is invaluable to our chapter. She will step in and read things for us when needed She's one of those people who's kind of behind the scenes, but is always there to help when she needs to be. If people need to get somewhere in a hurry, she's always able to help. Her husband is not always well, and yet she still manages to come and help if she can. And I'm just want to be, I just want to thank her for all her assistance and congratulate her for this award. And if Eugene Batke would please bring that home for her, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy to accept the award for Kathy Wright, and I'll ensure that it'll be presented to her on our meeting on the 17th of this month.
Next in line is Jacksonville, followed by Greater Orlando, and then Halifax.
Good evening, everyone. This is Cache from the Jacksonville Council of the Blind, and I love to say we're the home of the 2024 National ACB Convention, so I just wanted to throw that out there. So our award, our award winner this year for our chapter award is a dual award that we wanted to present to Jack and Phyllis Dodge for exemplary service in volunteerism. As our sighted members, they have become so invaluable to us, and they avail themselves to donating their time and giving back to our causes and to the connections of the Jacksonville Council of the Blind, and to pursue all of the efforts that we seek out for our blindness community. And to this is why we wanted to show our appreciation to Jack and Phyllis Dodge, to present them with just a small token of our appreciation for supporting us. For as we know, this is our 30th year for Jacksonville, for the Jacksonville Council of the Blind. And one thing I want to say is, prior to thinking about who we wanted to nominate, they immediately came to my mind. And unfortunately, right after nominating Jack and Phyllis Dodge, we did lose Jack Dodge. And so in honor of the service that they have given to Jacksonville Council of the Blind, to his widow, we want to just continue to appreciate her in this time, because she now needs us as well. And so tonight we honor Jack and Phyllis Dodge and the service that they've given to the Jacksonville community. Thank you so much.
Is there someone here who should accept that award?
I will come down to get it.
Okay. Very good. Okay. And the next on the list is Greater Orlando, followed by Halifax, and then Miami Metro.
Good evening, everyone. So our chapter award, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, is going to a wonderful lady that's pretty new to us. Not new, but kind of new. And has done so many wonderful things in our chapter, helps out with our auctions, our trivia night, donates wonderful items, and has gotten involved in the audio description project with Stacia Boyd, with getting us audio description in the Orlando area at the Dr. Phillips Museum and Arts. And it's just a wonderful lady. I've gotten to know her a little bit better. So our chapter award's going to Marsha Bicala.
I'm kind of overwhelmed. I can't believe it, but thank you so much. And I hope to everybody, if they love live theater, that they get to go with audio description in the near future. Thank you.
Congratulations, you deserve it. There you go. Great, yes ma'am, thank you. The next on the list is Halifax, and then Miami Metro, and then the Calm chapter.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Randy Randall and his awesome awards team, I'm the president now of Halifax Council of the Blind. And we meet at this one restaurant. Sometimes there's 10, sometimes there's 22. But they always have our room. The wait staff is always there. They're pleasant. The person that I work with is awesome. And so we wanted to give our chapter award to Halligan's, who's on the Speedway in Daytona, and they have the awesomest, awesomest, awesomest Wally Wings. This young lady, I'm gonna keep it brief, but she, if we say we need to go somewhere, she always takes us. She tries not to take gas money, but I beat her up every time because I tell her she's gonna do it, even if it's for her time. And so our chapter wanted to give Barbara Lear, who is an awesome young lady, and she took a vacation this year, and I'm so excited for her. So you guys give Barbara Lear a great big round of applause. And I'm gonna tell you, this other person you're gonna know, but he wears about four hats. He is your FCB treasurer. He is the Halifax Council of the Blind treasurer. He's also the blind bowler's treasurer. So I bet he sleeps numbers. He's so this other award goes to Mark Lear.
Thanks again. I do get numbers mixed up. It's a lot of fun, a lot of work, and I'm pleased to have the award. Thank you. Oh, Barbara happens to be my sister. So,
all right, way to go. Okay, and then next on the list is Miami Metro, then Colin.
Good evening. I would like if everybody could just have a moment of silence with me for one of our dear members who passed away, Richard Williams. Okay. This evening, I'm going to give some awards to some of my board members who work so hard. This lady here, happy birthday, Mom. I call her Mom. She just turned 90 years old a few weeks ago. And I wish I could live as long as she did. I'm not too far from her, though. I have to get there. And I met her in the chapter. She probably was in the chapter 20-something years, but she worked so hard. She donates, she do her best. She got donations from other, you know, people to help the chapter out. And I won't keep in suspense no longer. She is Minnie Williams. Mom, thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. And it's been always a pleasure to come to the convention from way back when Ms. Kendricks, Corian Kendricks from Miami, was in charge long years ago, and she brought me on board, and my son Alan Williams, and I really enjoyed the fellowship and the good work and all the work that you do to make life easier for the blind, handicapped, and vision impaired people. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clement.
My other board member, she's not here with us because she had leg surgery years ago and the doctor did a wrong job on her knees. Yeah, so she couldn't make it. And her name is Joanne Caswell. So, yes, I'll do it right here, yes. And the other one, the last but not least, this gentleman, I heard about him a long time ago from a neighbor. And she told me that you could take him on, put him in your chapter, and he will do good works. And since he joined this chapter, he's been working nonstop. You could depend on him for, well, he's the one who do all the zooming and computer works, because I'm not computer literate. He does all that. And I won't keep you in no suspense. He's my son, Julian Clement. Yay! You son, for your good work.
Congratulations.
Wow, thank you. And Janine calls it favoritism. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You deserve it. The last chapter that's going to be giving out an award is the Kong. Oh my goodness. It's the Calm chapter. Hi. So for those of you who don't know what Calm is, it's chapter of at-large members, Florida Council of the Blind. And this year has been a big roller coaster for everyone. And I want to extend my condolences for those of you who have lost loved ones this year and who are people who have been going through some really tough times. And we just really want to extend our feelings. So when we chose this person, we are not very old, and we've had some changes in our leadership. But this person always goes above and beyond, and this person has stepped up and taken somewhat of a leadership role, doesn't really like the credit, stays behind the scenes, always wants to help someone, anyone, anytime, whether you're at a convention or you're national or local, this person just totally goes above and beyond. That's what I'm gonna say, because I have many things to say about this person, but I think it's bad.
So the chapter at large members of the Florida Council of the Blind would like to present this certificate of appreciation to our friend Dan Newt. Come on up here, Dan.
Surprise. That's not true. I'm always grouchy.
Go ahead and read it.
Certificate of Appreciation, Chapter of At-Large Members of the Florida Council of the Blind. This acknowledges that Dan Newt is due our appreciation for your help and support and your willingness to lend assistance in accomplishing objectives for this organization. Peggy Carpenter, President Com.
All right. Well, that concludes our awards and scholarship ceremony. I think we need to give a big, huge round of applause to all of the awards and scholarship winners. I want to take this opportunity to thank my committee, Julian Clement, Mary Tyson, and to thank Gabriel and his committee. We have been a good team, and I'm really excited that we've been able to work together. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for coming tonight, and I hope you had a good time.
Nancy just reminded me, I also want to acknowledge and thank my committee, hardworking, awesome people. Leslie Spoon, Randy Reed, Debbie Grubb, Mikey Weissman, Mary Tyson, Dolore Gingero, and of course, our officer liaison, none other than Madam President Sheila Young. Thank you all.
Enjoy the rest of your evening and enjoy the rest of the convention. Thank you.